This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz and I'm the host of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today I'm going to talk to you about attitude. You know, this is a pretty difficult subject, and a lot of times when I pray about what I should share with all of you, the Lord gives me these ideas. I'm thinking, really, Lord, when my attitude needs to be checked so much of the time? But here I am, with all of my faults, to try to share with you some of the things that I've learned and that the Lord has taught me. Well, I want to welcome you to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network and invite you to listen to some of the other shows on our network. We have so many amazing show hosts on this network, and these are people that I call friends. I am the creator of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and when I began, I really prayed and asked the Lord to show me people that would be a great fit for this network, and that's what you'll find on our network. So I invite you, if you're listening on iTunes, to visit ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com, where you can find many other shows. And I also want to tell you that there's a handout. So if you go to Vintage Homeschool Moms and you scroll down for the show on attitude, you'll find the handout link there. Well, let's get started. You know, having a good attitude takes making, let me try that again. You know, having a good attitude takes making a decision. And I invite you to make one today. I want you to be filled with the peace, love, and joy that only comes from Christ. If you are visiting the network today, or maybe you happen chanced across this audio on attitude and you're not a Christian, I really invite you to stay and listen. And if at the end you disagree, well, then we've agreed to disagree. But I really would like to invite you to stay and hear what I have to say. You know, having a good attitude really does take making a decision, and let me tell you why. I had completed this recording on attitude, and I was really excited because it had been a long day, and I had planned to record this on another day, and that wasn't going to work out. So I really wasn't in the right frame of mind to record it, but I did it anyway because, you know, I would say, you know, make a decision and do it. Well, the audio messed up. I don't know what happened. I've done this, you know, countless times before, but for some reason the audio, was garbled at the end. And so enough of it was garbled that I just had to trash the whole thing. And I was really disappointed because I thought, you know, I had done a good job. And that's just really what I want to talk to you today about. And that is that when we go under our own steam, and I'm going to talk about this a lot today because it really applies to me, that a lot of times we're going to find that it is a false positive. It is a false attitude of confidence that we really need to put in something other than ourselves. You know, yes, it takes us saying yes. Yes, it takes, it took me turning on the recording, getting the microphone set up, you know, getting my notes together. But really, whenever these things happen, I just really thank God, because I said to the Lord, you know, this must not have been the recording that you wanted me to share. And I'm just happy that, you know, that happened. And that's all I can do. You know, Philippians 2:5 says, your attitude should be the same as Christ Jesus. Well, a lot of us listening would say, well, I'm not Jesus. You know, that's what one of my sons used to always say to me when I would say, you know, we need to put on the mind of Christ. And he would say, but I'm not Jesus. You know, or Or I would say, you know, what do you think Jesus said when his mother Mary, you know, asked him to do something? And, you know, that was the thing that they would say. Well, you know, I'm not him. And so we have to really make a decision to change, because that is the only way that we'll be able to do it. And making that decision is good, and that's part of it. But the other part is that if we are empty, if we are lacking, if there is something within us that is, you know, really negative, then how can we pour into others? You know, moms, we are the pulse of the family. We are the lifeline. Living in the South, I've seen this plaque or, you know, an apron that has the words, you know, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And that is so true. If we are upset, if we're yelling at each other, if we're yelling at the kids, if we're yelling at our spouse, how can we expect the attitude in our family to be joyful? We just can't. And so we have to make the decision to not only change, but also to fill ourselves up. And as a Christian, the way I'm filled and infilled is through prayer, through listening to the Lord, and through His Word in the Bible. And of course, there are all other things, you know, definitely going to church, you know, which we go to, and that sort of thing. But for me, that filling up is so important. You know, I'm going to make some points here, and, you know, like the first was having a good attitude takes a decision, but it also takes being filled. The second is that attitude is the mind of Christ over matter with a good dose of prayer thrown in. In 1 Peter 4:1, it states, "Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourself also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin." You know, God knows what is in our hearts. We can have all these lofty goals and our focus can be totally off base. And needless to say, we can make decisions that are completely wrong. And I mean, we've all done that. We've all had these goals or this focus or, you know, made bad decisions, and it is part of life. But one of the things that we shun in life is suffering, because none of us wants to suffer. You know, and when we are suffering, which we do daily, you know, no matter what your walk in life is, every single person suffers, whether it's you stubbed your toe or whether it is something catastrophic that happens in your life. And we suffer daily in our lives. And very often we let our emotions come in, we lose our tempers, and so many other things come into play that we are not happy about. We can't expect to be joyful every second of our lives, but we can be thankful to the Lord in all things. And I want to share with you that a few months ago, I was really, really ill. And I had these stomach issues and indigestion and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And just really didn't feel well. Well, it not only was, you know, uncomfortable, but I really was forced to rest and you know, had some bed rest. And I'm laying there going, you know, Lord, I don't have time for this. I don't have time to be sick. I have all these things I want to do. I have, you know, kids to take care of and a house to take care of. And I mean, only recently has this house gotten cleaned because I let it go so long because I was feeling so badly. And, you know, I was lamenting to God. And finally, I realized, you know what? I need to sit back. I need to get well. And I need to just thank God for this time to rest. Whether or not I chose to be there, whether or not I wanted to be there, I was just going to change my attitude. And it was amazing how much I learned in that period of time. I have learned in silence more than I've ever learned in reading, in studying scriptures. While that is wonderful and it is amazing, so many times we put our own twist on the scriptures to make it fit our agenda or our purpose. But if we listen and we pray and we seek God, it is amazing at how much He will reveal to us about ourselves, but most of all, about how much He loves us and how He loves us just as we are. Because we can put ourselves down and look at our shortcomings and say, you know, I can never measure up. But the Lord doesn't. He doesn't point fingers. He takes us right where we are. And He loves us right where we are. Having a Christ-like attitude depends on so many things. And when we come back from this short break, I'm going to talk to you about our attitude with our kids, our spouse, their attitudes, and more. But let's take a break. I'm a publisher, and one day my daughter Christina asked me to write a novel with her. Well, that day was long ago, and that little girl is now an adult. But our novels live on. The Truth Seekers Mystery Series highlights a homeschool family, the Murphy teens, in an action-adventure novel that is sure to entertain as well as teach creation truths. To get your copy, visit our website at truthseekersmysteryseries.com. Well, hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today we're talking about attitude. In that commercial break that you just heard about the Truth Seekers Mystery Series, let me tell you that the main characters in the story, Anna and Christian Murphy, really portray Christ-like attitudes. And that is one of the things that my daughter and I wanted when we created the characters in the story, that they would exemplify Christ-like attitudes. So I hope you go to the website at Truth Seekers Mystery Series or go to MediaAngels.com and check out that series. Well, before our break, we were talking about attitudes. And number three on the list is the attitude of your children and your spouse depends upon expectations, training, and you can take charge. But it also, for a Christian, is more than that. For a Christian, it's more than just having great expectations or training our kids, while that is important. For a Christian, attitude is related more to our actions and reactions to a situation rather than a positive outlook. And that is so important. The enemy works overtime in robbing us of our joy, and we're often letting him. You know, if we focus on, you know, woe is me, and this is not going right, and that's not going right, and my kids are not listening, and they have bad attitudes, and my husband, oh gosh, you don't even know all I go through because of his attitude, and he's always complaining. If we focus on that, that is just going to drag us down. Our children's attitudes will be much better if we do have higher expectations, and if we teach them what Christ-like attitude is. And the best way to teach our children is to be an example. You know, character is caught, not taught. We can try to teach character. We can have all kinds of cutesy little things that we study. But if we don't portray good character to our children, believe me, they always pick up our negative qualities. Or they seem to. And why shouldn't they pick up our positive qualities? You know, and we've always said that. You know, why is it that the kids pick up our bad habits? Well, maybe because that's what they're seeing over and over again. And I know nobody wants to hear that, but it's true. You know, we can train our children to be more Christ-like by being that example for them. And the only way we can do that is with patience and sacrifice. And there's only one person you can change, and that is yourself. You know, we can take charge and we can decide to make a change in our lives. And that is going to take work. We can train our children. We can tell them, you know, this is a great attitude, this isn't. And we can correct them. But we must correct them lovingly. You know, I know that I have a temper. And so what I ended up telling my children a lot of times was, you know, there's going to be a punishment. I just don't know what it is right now. And the first time my kids heard that, they kind of snickered and thought it was really funny. Well, they don't anymore, because I really prayed and asked the Lord what their punishment should be, because I was able to control my anger, and I really think the Lord honored that. God wants to be there for us. He is here with us. If we just ask Him, He will provide for us. He will. You know, the fourth point I want to make is that Christ-like attitude is really the opposite of what the world falsely claims, and that is, don't worry, be happy. Now, to be and to have Christ-like attitude doesn't mean to go around and be worried, because Christ wasn't worried. You know, when the apostles were with Him and they were in the boat, and there was a storm that came up, and they're frantically, you know, afraid that they're going to be capsized and the Lord's sleeping, you know, and they wake Him up and they say, Lord, you know, there's this huge storm, and, you know, and He stood up and He said, you know, be still. And the waters went still. That, to me, has so much, you know, meaning, that when we are in that storm, we are to be still and know that He is God, and to listen and to be directed by Him. This, you know, not caring and being happy while it is an ideal is really not how things happen. Because yes, we are going to stress, we're going to be upset, there are going to be things that happen in our life, but we can make a commitment, and we should be putting on the mind of Christ. You know, the overused, you know, what would Jesus do, really does hold weight here. In Philippians 2 through 5, it says, your attitude should be the same as Christ Jesus. And we can pray to live our lives as the Lord calls us to. And He will lead us. He really will. It takes commitment. It takes change. And it takes an expectation that the Lord will be there and will provide for us. And the last thing I want to mention is surrounding yourselves with the right people. You know, I had a friend, a really good friend for years, that really dwelled on the negative. I mean, she would go on vacation and call me and just tell me everything bad that happened. Or she would receive a gift and, you know, again, there would be things wrong with it. And it just dragged me down, and I didn't realize how much it did until at some point our lives changed and I began homeschooling and she didn't. And so we parted ways. You know, we're still friends to this day, but we just weren't, you know, so close where we called each other daily and that sort of thing. And I found that this weight was taken off of my shoulders, and I didn't even realize it. Do you have those negative people around you? Do you have the people with the bad attitudes surrounding you? Now, if there's someone in your family, the best thing you can do is pray for them. Because remember, the only person you can really change is yourself. And by you being a good example, then that can create miracles. Believe me, I know. But if there are those negative people, distance yourself for your own good and the good of your family as much as you possibly can. Sometimes we're related to those people and it can't be helped, but you can distance yourself somewhat. And you can always just pray for them. You know, one of the things I want to share with you is our network. And, you know, obviously I'm very proud of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, but these people that are our show hosts on this network, they are my friends. They are those like-minded people that I want to surround myself with, that I want to be able to listen to their broadcasts, to what they have to share, and the wisdom that they can share with all of us. And so while it is virtual and it's not the same thing as surrounding yourselves with friends that are, you know, in your neighborhood or can come to your house and have a cup of coffee, please know that there is this network here that will minister to you, that will fill you with all that is good and that can help you, you know, to encourage and equip you to, you know, seek that which will help you and bless your family. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here with me today, and I invite you to visit me at mediaangels.com, my website, or to connect with me on Facebook. We have an Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network Facebook page where I love to chat with those of you that want to stop by. And as always, please send us your emails at Felice@mediaangels.com. Sign up for our e-zine. It goes out weekly with our hosts, you know, those who will be sharing with you each week. And we also have great offers, that so many things that we give away for our subscribers. Thanks again for listening, and please join our network and share with others and your friends. And one last thing before you leave, and that is, if you're listening on iTunes or other social media RSS feeds, then we'd love for you to give us 5 stars or whatever the rating is, and encourage others to listen to our show. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.